All right, guys, it is Grammy season again. If you know me, you know how much I hate the freaking Grammys. Greta Van Fleet wins a Grammy. Still doesn't make me like the Grammys. So we're going to be talking all about that on today's Rock and Rant. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to yet another Rockin' Rant. Today, we're going to be talking about the Grammy Awards, but first, let's talk about our website, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. That's where you can check out all the cool stuff that we have here going for you guys at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. There are the daily podcasts. There's our weekly hard rock and heavy metal show with my co-hosts, Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins, as well as our participation with Rock Rage Radio. I do interviews. I did a few today. I mean, it's just like tons of cool stuff there. And you don't want to miss it. If you're hungry for great guitar-driven music, that's where you want to go. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. So the Grammy Awards are today, and I think it's still going on. I can't really stomach the Grammys. Yes, Greta Van Fleet won Best Rock Album. And congratulations to those guys, I guess. If that even means anything. So yeah, congratulations to Greta Van Fleet. I just don't think we need the giant corporate machine to tell us what's good. I think you're smart. I think it's an insult to my intelligence and your intelligence as music listeners to decide what is good. I liked the Grammys when I was a kid because at that time there wasn't a lot of people playing live music, especially rock or pop music, during prime time. So it was kind of a chance to kind of get to see the artists that you were hearing on the radio. So I enjoyed it for that aspect of it, but I never understood the competition of it. This isn't like this isn't a sporting event or something. This isn't where you accumulate points and you win. Like that's not what this is. This is supposed to be art, and the idea that it can be judged in that way. I mean, if you wanted to do it purely by sales, which nowadays would be pathetic because there really are no sales like there used to be. I mean, that would be one thing you would want to do. I mean, but how do you judge best rock album? I know a lot of really smart people who might say this was their favorite album or that was their favorite album of that this year or that year. But to actually say that this is the best. This is the best one. That's absolutely freaking silly. The best judge, I think the only judge of anything that is good is time. Does it stand the test of time? In 20 years from now, are we still listening to that music? Are we still talking about that music? Did that music inspire younger people to want to go into music and to play music? Did it inspire thought? Did it inspire emotions? Is it still inspiring emotions, 10, 20, maybe 30 years down the line? I mean, I think that there's some great bands that you can look at that absolutely still have that effect. That the Beatles are still affecting music. Led Zeppelin is still affecting music. Nirvana is still affecting music. There's a lot of artists like that, but to say that an album came out this year and this is the album of the year because this is the greatest is just absolutely freaking stupid. Dumb. Dumb with a capital D. Stop it. It's BS. You look stupid when you at the Grammy Awards by getting into all that. It's just nonsense. You're smart. You can pick what you like, and that's it. You don't need some corporate BS to come down and say to you, well, this is the greatest album. So, I was a moron because I thought that was the greatest album. Everything about it is absolutely sucks. So that's my review of the Grammys this year. That's pretty much my review every year. We do talk about it on the Hard Rock and Metal Circus once in a while, too. And, you know, just giant thumbs down for the whole thing. But, you know, if you're into that and Greta Van Fleet, you know, they got a few props. The old geezers are still going to hate them. It's not going to make a difference. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant number 14. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com to check out all the cool stuff we have going on there. If you like hanging out with me live while I'm doing these things, yes, you can do that too. You want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle for exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation. It's a really cool community, and you can check all that at LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. All right, guys, I'm going to get the hell out of here, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out! Okay.